special meeting of the board directors for Atwater Water District. Roll call.
Dr. Shelley?
Here.
Steve Kunkel?
Here.
Dave Hunt?
Here.
Peter Zabadi?
Here.
This would be, he said he was checking.
Okay.
Les Jin is absent at this point. He's expected to be here later. We would ask the public comments be directed to the item that we have on the agenda. Are there any public comments?
I just want to say it's good to be here. It's nice to have a daytime meeting, and I see that there's a lot of the public here.
Thank you. Appreciate that comment. Our agenda item is that the Atwater Water District Board of Directors discuss and approve a bid for the South Circle Village Center Drive Pipeline Project contract and authorize the general manager to execute the contract. We'll turn the time over to the GM for any comments or...
Okay.
Information he has.
I did some follow-up after our meeting last week, and I talked to the engineer who's has the lead on the coordinating the bids and compiling them, and he submitted, as I did last time at the meeting, the low bid, and that was recognized as Elko Construction, who has a history of working up here. And one of the questions you had were the total costs, and so that's what I put together a spreadsheet. I couldn't get true final out-the-door prices on the permit process. It's estimated to be maybe $3,500, so it's not significant, but it's money that we're going to have to lay out. I called the county last week and again this morning trying to get an update in the permit department, and I couldn't talk to anybody that could advise me. They said it was submitted, I believe, at last October. To start that, it was kind of put on hold by the engineers, I believe, and then reactivated when I started asking for updates. And so I don't have a final where it's at. I have a phone number of the head of that department who I intend to call this morning, or I tried to this morning, and we'll continue to follow up so I can get an idea how long. And I'm hoping that we can push this along like we've been pushing everything else to get it finalized and submitted to the contractor and sign the agreement and get an idea when we're going to start. With also an idea of when we'll end. And I invited Herb to attend because he might be able to shed more light on what other issues we might be faced with in terms of reassuring you that we have a good handle on.
So the contractor reassured you that was the price they're going to do it for.
Yes.
And I guess if the county requires some changes in the plans, there would be some changes in the price.
I made a spreadsheet. I didn't make copies for everybody, but I can certainly give them to you. And I listed the cost, and I put in a $30,000 contingency.
So how much did you come up with?
$745,026. But that's with this contingency, the unknowns. There may not be that many costs. We've already identified the inspection.
Can I see that for a second?
Sure. I can have everybody get a copy of that. I wasn't sure you'd want that.
Well, this includes the design, which we already...
Right, well, we've already paid them. And there may be additional fees from the engineering.
I got it. Yeah, okay.
Does that include these soils?
Yes.
Foundation?
Right.
I got that in there.
That's $130,000 as part of that.
Yeah.
So in addition to, I presume, there will be testing fees and other minor items.
Yeah. And we're recommending that Herb would be the inspector, and he would be following the project on a daily basis, essentially. So we've included his cost. I put in $20,000. I think his original bid was $17,600. But I just decided to put a little bit in there because he doesn't know exactly how many hours or days it's going to take.
So is your bid per hour, or how do you figure it?
More of a day.
Per day?
Yeah.
And what do you charge per day?
It goes $440.
And, right, and that.
And now, so you asked about that testing before we get off of that. all the compaction testing is included in the soils engineering. They will be doing that. I will call them.
Right.
When we're ready, or the contractor, he'll know, and I know, we both know.
Right.
And then testing, far as back T testing on the disinfection of the lines, that's on the Elko presumably.
And you think, is that in their bid? No, that's something extra.
Yes, not extra, that's.
That's in their bid?
Inclusive.
Included in the bid.
I see, okay, all right. And the other question I had, I'm sorry.
You.
Do it any way you like.
Okay, Mr. Hunt, any questions?
Yeah, the actual, is it from, we're starting on Village Center Drive, is it from North Circle all the way to South Circle and then down to Bicknell?
Correct.
Thank you, that's my only one right now.
Mr. Kunkel?
One of the questions I had was, we wanted to, the board had wanted to move ahead with this just to, because county was going to be resurfacing or doing the road. So hoping that IWD could get in before they did that to save money on overlaying or costs that we might not have to do. So how's that play into this here with, so my asphalting or what? Are we going to have to finish the road?
As prescribed, what they require in their permits, and we would do it as that. I talked to Alfredo, who's the engineer for the county dealing with repaving, and he said that it'd be, the only way it would really be potential savings is we did it right before they were going to pave. And the problem is he can't give me a definitive date, in September sometime. In fact, he was uncertain as to when our summer season ends. And I said that fluctuates and it's really directly connected to the temperature. If it's still hot in October, people are still coming up to get away from the heat and so forth. It can be November even, people are still. But the point was, he couldn't give me a definitive time where we could try to say, okay, we'll do it 6 weeks right before you do it and then we don't have to do as much paving. But it doesn't seem practical. One, I'd rather, since there still appears to be a window open, that we focus on getting it done before the 4th of July, which is kind of the true beginning of the summer season to most people. And that seems doable. Herb and I both talked to John and Elko.
They'll have to complete their job as per permit, which is final paving look brand new. And then they come in and grind it again. Because they're going to overlay it. On a chip seal, no, they don't grind it. They just throw down some oil, put on some 3H gravel, and away they go. This is an overlay, supposedly. Still don't know when, but that's another story. But they'll come in and probably grind it an inch and a half and do an overlay on it.
Yeah, well, I'm just...
And that's to coordinate two together, I've never seen it work.
Or I'm hoping if this is the case, that somehow we can get some influence or help to influence them that we can just repair the ditch and do it enough that for I don't know how long till they do it there. Then they're going to grind it and then, you know, do their thing here for us, for the community to spend and do all this. That's a shame. And then grind it over again. And hopefully we can get to the right people that I'm sure we can pass the road enough for the time for safety or whatever reasons.
It has to have the compaction and you know, the temporary is trashed because they have to put in temporary. Keep all the traffic in good shape until they do the final paving. Then they have to come in and grind it, and they call it a T-cut. 2-foot ditch. They have to go 4 feet. And they have to grind it. Grind this part that the ditch wasn't. Grind that part 1.5 inches. This is on your contractor. And that the ditch, it's already out. So they do it over here, and they have to do that around valves, sections and everything, and bring it right back to grade. And to coordinate that with county, that would be a miracle.
But then driving through, like going down South Circle to Bicknell there, in the intersection up to on South Circle there, they just paved the ditch where the pipe came through. But then as you go up Bicknell, yeah, they did do the wider section there. So I'm hoping we can just do like their intersection. And right now that's been 2 years and you can look at it. So, I mean, for them, just to put 4,000 back in that ditch or whatever they want, asphalt there, and have it. And then when they grind it, you know, it's all good to compaction everything, and they can grind it, and no one will ever be.
On some streets, if you remember back in the 90s, we did a lot of paving. Let's say take that Double View run from Middle Ridge or McMahon all the way up to Deerfoot. The road was so bad to start with, when we got our permits, when we get done, we paved the whole street. But we had to do the ditch first with 4,000, put it back like it was, and then pave over the top of that. So it's depends on the condition of the street. The street's all cracked up and this and that. The county gets by pretty good. We pave it for them. Because by the time you run tractors over it, rollers, you bust up some more concrete or asphalt. It's all in the permit. They know what they're doing when it comes to what the shape of the street is in, the condition of the street. And that's where they write the permit. And you will do that, no matter what. Because they'll send, we have an inspector too from the county.
I think the biggest advantage is we won't be cutting into the county's brand new pavement if we don't do it now, you know what I mean? Community would give us.
Well, one of the concerns I had,
go ahead.
If I may comment, they told us spring is what I was told when I first came on board. They said, we're gonna pave in spring. So that's when I really thought, well, we don't have a window here since the bid hadn't been gone out and we hadn't gotten responses. So when all of a sudden they go, well, and I think it's related to the road closures. I may be wrong, nobody's telling me that. But then they're saying, well, now it'll be September. And my impression is that the county has taken into consideration the impact on Idlewild and the lack of tourism that we might have to deal with. And so I'm thinking it would be hard to figure them out and say, oh, they say they're going to do it in September, so we can do it right in September before they think they're going to do it, and then they push it back another year. So I think we need to just stay on focus as we originally was proposed, and now I'm trying to get this through and do it as.
When I talked to Alfredo that one time, they have more than one street they're paving up here.
Right.
He said, we just put that out. If you're in there working and you're, you know, you got another month left or 2 weeks left or something like this before you get done, we go off and we do our others. We'll work around that. And my guess is they're probably not going to do too much. They got enough problems out here from those last winter to take care of. But,
Peter? So I presume you're going to work out if there is possible cooperation and reducing something, then you're going to do
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
So, and the other one is, I guess you can't write the contract until the permit comes in, because the permit is controlled, actually what they're going to do. The way you mentioned that the road was so bad, I hope the permit won't require us to repave the entire street, because that would be something else.
Right.
And then I guess we probably shouldn't go ahead with it, let them do the paving and just do this center in there.
Well, we know what the construction bid was, and that's the bulk of this money.
Right.
And we just have to assume that's the way it's going to design the flow.
Permit-wise, doesn't change anything.
Right.
This particular contractor already called the county on that.
Right.
And he checked out of what am I going to be required on the T-cuts. They told him, and they know what that's all about.
The center end of the apron.
It's already.
Right. And that's the 90,000 or thereabouts in their bid, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. I mean, the paving part.
Right. Yeah, that I share the same concern. It's just if we can, we'd like to coordinate it with the county. I think that we should continue to contact Supervisor Washington and tell him that we're trying to cooperate with the county, and just tell them that we're working with them as best as we can, so that we don't get in their way and they don't get in our way, and if we can save money because they're going to do something that we are working on. And I think that one of the things that'll save us is we won't have to do the whole road, because if county's coming in within a couple months even, we shouldn't be required to do the whole road that they're already on schedule to do.
And I will continue to stay in touch.
Yeah.
One more point. Is that possible to use this project for our people to be trained or observe or learn something at the same process as part of the arrangement with Elko? Is that...
I feel so. I think they can at least observe.
It might be of some help to them. Yeah.
So try to work something in with them, right, too, so they can use this opportunity.
Right.
I think that's it.
Okay.
I have one more.
Go ahead.
I think Elko also needs to make sure they're aware of the summer concert series that's going to be going in and out of that new amphitheater right below the brew pub. It's not our, you know, I mean, not our responsibility to keep that open or anything. I just think they need to be aware that those Thursday nights, that Thursday, there's going to be a bunch of traffic in and out. Mm-hmm. So that's the steel place.
Now, where's their entrance off of Ridgeway?
Right below the, off of Village Center Drive, right below the brew pub.
There's two entrances that we're worried about. One is on the 243 side, but one is on the brew pub side too. The brew pub also
Has...
Well,
they can go through the parking lot now and...
Is there
going
to be two entrances?
Well, they can park down there though, and then just walk over to the concert.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So they're going to want to get in.
Oh, yeah. That's no problem, man. And everything has to be kept open to some degree.
Right.
And I believe the contractors work 4 nines and a half on Friday to get all shaped up and cleaned up for the weekend.
Oh, good.
So they'd be working now 7 to 5 or something like that. 9 hour days.
Mr. Kunkel, anything else?
Well, I'm wondering here, while we have Herb here too, or just if questions of how pipeline works or how it goes in or what, if there's any questions, just that someone has been involved laying a water line, just how it's done or what to expect or with services or traffic or materials or, I mean, I don't.
You asking me how it's done?
Yeah, or I mean, if it's to maybe give us an overview on like a pipeline project, start to finish.
Yeah, the first thing that they'll do is when that crew moves in, and they'll get started that same day. But first thing to do would be line that. We have to mark the old line where the old line is, the old lead is, and then we determine within a foot, maybe even sometimes a little bit more away from that line, trying to stay away from that. And they'll run a string line, and they'll look at that. See that, okay, this is that far away from that line, the markings on the old line, and they'll do a spot paint spot. This is what the grinder watches. Then they bring in that grinder, pretty good sized machine, and that'll pulverize that 2 foot ditch. Pulverize it right back to just about sand. And then just put right back in immediately as when that grinder is going. Moving up the street. Now, how much they'll grind, I'm kind of thinking we're, unless they take that grinder off the hill, if they've got to take it off the hill for another jobs and so on, then so we'll probably have to grind the whole thing all the way through, all the way to Village Center, South Circle of Village Center. And then they'll put temporary in to keep everything under control until they get there, until they dig the ditch. They get the ditch ground, and then we'll probably set some stakes or do some measurements, wheel tapes on station numbers of where things are, meters. They have to pothole for each service to know where that is exactly, and then they'll mark on the pavement where it is and the depth. So So when they go through with the main line, they don't tear out a service line that's crossing the street. The short ones are always, that's pretty easy to get by them because they're on the opposite side of the pipe. So, and then they'll pothole all of that. Get all those marked. By that time, it's starting to dig ditch and lay pipe. Now, when they'll have that pipe delivered, I don't know. Yeah, well, that's going to depend on a lot of things. By the time Mike gives them the award, the contract, it'll be about 2 weeks before, by the time they get all the bond insurance and performance bonds, oh gosh, there's quite a list of it. It takes about 2 weeks to get that done. And they'll, of course, being awarded the contract, and he can start ordering his materials. He can get that started, so that's in that.
What's the pipe that's in the ground, the material is made of, and what's the pipe they're gonna use?
They're gonna use the C900 like they did 2 years ago. Same pipe, D18.
What's in the ground now?
Bare steel, 8-inch bare steel wrapped pipe, old stuff, probably more than 60 years old. Doing a pretty good job for the age of it. But it is something that needs to make improvements, I guess that's what you do. And that will take, time we get that one done, we've got this pretty much this whole, from, I don't know, well, I'll tell you what, it's gonna be a lot of the pipeline is, got another 50 years on it. Over and above, you know, this new stuff, a couple of years ago, I bet that's a 100-year pipe. So that'll probably outlast a couple of us anyway. But this whole end will be pretty much new stuff.
Good.
We didn't use any plastic when I was here. It was all concrete, motor lined and wrapped pipe, which is good pipe. It's heavy, a little bit tougher to put in. This pipe here done some 20-foot joints. One guy can pick up one of those and bring it to the ditch. But it's good stuff. A little different way you do it, putting it in. You have to make sure it's bedded good. You don't want any rocks around it. And you don't want that around a steel pipe either. I mean, small rocks is one thing, but, you know, tennis ball size. Big rocks, you don't want that on any pipe. And it depends on the grinder, whether they grind it all or not. If they decide they have to grind it all, well, they'll lay out that whole thing that first day they're here, and they'll have that ground done. I would guess they could probably put in 500 feet a day at least. Doesn't take long. See, they don't put services on, they don't do anything. They just get the pipe on. They'll put a T in where we need a T for a hydrant. Angles that do all that. The services, they go back in later. They probably bore, they have a boring machine that does the long services. They just bore through there and pull it, push the copper pipe through, and then pretty slick.
So they're gonna put the connections into the existing services, right?
Correct.
They're gonna connect in. So the water service will be disconnected for people as they going up.
Right. They'll run the pipe, do the whole thing all the way across, get it all set to go, tell the customer the water's gonna be out, they hook it up.
And connect. I see.
And an hour's done.
Do we have to do public notices before we start this project?
Seems to me.
We could be wondering what we're doing and what the contractor's doing.
And also, some of the commercial establishments will be shut off for a period of time.
Yeah, we don't have too much. We do have the Strawberry Creek Shopping Center. All those meters are on this line. And this, I don't know, this
Idlewild Inn.
Can't remember. Idlewild Inn is on this, one of their meters, yeah. They have one meter just around the corner going towards the creek. And that's a large meter they have there. They have 2 or 3 meters. Some off Cedar Street do. Yeah, but this won't affect that.
Good. If there's no other questions, we'll entertain a motion to approve, or a motion.
Motion to approve the contract with Elko for the subject construction.
I second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Passes 4-0. Great. That will entertain a motion to adjourn. Our next regular meeting will be May 15th at 6 o'clock here.